Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Realize I don't really have any UFC fighting music or anything.
I think Roadkill has some sound effects.
I do not.
No, I've heard enough of the sound effects. That's at the end
What's
of the show.
What's the boom song?
I don't know, Laura.
Here comes the boom.
Yeah.
Here comes the boom.
Yeah.
That's when.
Ready or not.
Here comes the boom. I just watched the movie, and that's what they played.
I think it's P.O.D.
Okay. Play some P.O.D.
Here comes the boom.
Here comes the boom. Sorry, it's the margarita talking.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people are getting chatty with the margarita stuff.
I don't know if you guys have ever been. I know Greg and maybe others in the studio have been to boxing.
Yeah.
But have you ever gone to a live MMA event?
No.
No.
I have not.
I went maybe 15 years ago. Holy S.
Yeah. We're on the podcast. You could say it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that exciting? at the time, I was playing in a band, and all the band members went, and we were losing our minds.
Yeah.
Like, we'd quickly go, which guy do you think? The white shorts. It was intense.
Well, we're expecting a call from a UFC fighter and organizer of a fight that's coming to the SNHU Arena on Saturday night, Calvin Catter. Combat Zone 83, SNHU Arena on Saturday night, and he's going to be joining us. And I think that his mission, I think it's the longest running fight series in New England, but I think that his mission is to kind of spread the word, get more people involved in it, get more people, you know, practicing martial arts, mixed martial arts, and get more people to go to these shows. So if you've never seen it, look, you could go and, you know, bring the kid or kids love to watch that stuff. So it is going to be Saturday night at the arena. Final card is going to be about 10 fights. Going to begin at 6 o'clock. So, yeah.
And I know, Laura, you're out of town, but your youngest would love this.
Oh,
he holds
sure.
the events locally in New England to help spread the word, and he is a UFC fighter. He holds a couple of additional promotions as well. They got the Me Plus 3. If you buy 3 tickets, you get the 4th for free. And there is a kid discount. $40 kids tickets are available, and so you can check it out. So anyway.
It takes a very special person to climb into a cage they shut behind you and you fight.
In the beginning, I really was tough for me when mixed martial arts and cage fighting started. It was different than it was today. Yeah,
loved it from day one.
You did.
Loved it, but okay. In the beginning, we didn't have as many rules. There wasn't a weight class, so you could get somebody in there who was, you know, 5'4",
merciless,
and weighed 110 pounds,
right,
fighting a guy that's 6'7", 900 pounds, and they didn't have a problem with that.
Right
now, things, you know, Dana and everybody seems to have things under control.
Right.
At first, I was very nervous when they were going to let women fight. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be a fan of this. And I'll tell you what, 90% of the time, it's the fight of the night.
Yeah.
You put two women in a cage that, for that moment,
you got me
hate
so
each
far.
Other, hate each other, and they've lost them. It's the best fight.
I always find it amazing when two people get into the cage, the octagon, and they fight, and they just beat the crap out of each other. And then, you know, they're over there hugging, they're showing respect for each other,
well, because,
which is great.
Because you brought out the best
right.
in me, and I brought out the best in you, and we went to war, and for that moment, the best person won.
I get it. It's cool when
and
you see it.
When I watched Rhonda, I'm standing at a bar, who had wiped out all the women, and she finally went and had a bad night and lost.
Couldn't eat an apple after that.
And watching everybody in the room, like, oh my God, what just happened? It's probably one of the, not as much now because I don't know a lot of the newer fighters.
Right.
But you go back 10, 15 years, I loved watching it. Loved it.
The problem with someone like Rhonda is she gets to be such a big star, you know, that people turn against her. You know, she's not that good. And then after, when she loses, they go, finally, you know, because it's not cool to like somebody that gets popular.
Here's what I believe happens. True. Kelly Brown becomes the champ. Well, guess what? He's not just fighting now. He's fighting. He's doing press.
He's representing the sport.
He's getting out there, shaking hands, kissing babies. He's going to open houses. He's doing all this.
Kissing moms, stepmoms.
He's not training.
Grandma.
He's not training as much as the challenger is.
You're right.
And then, you know, like what happened with Rhonda. She was doing press. She wrote a book. She did this. She did this. She did that. She's doing
movies.
She also
lost her veil of invincibility like Mike Tyson did. And once he did, wasn't the same fighter. Can't blame it on all that stuff.
No, but once she tasted her own blood, it was like, whoa.
Buster Douglas. Is that the one?
Buster Douglas took out Tyson, yes.
Yeah. And you're right. It was invincible. You just watched it. It's like you didn't care that the fight lasted 2 minutes, you know, when it was Mike Tyson. But once he lost to Buster Douglas, I agree.
I mean, it's the first.
The bloom was off the rose.
The first time you saw Conor eat it.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy that talked the talk. He walked the walk, everything. And then all of a sudden, bang!
Did you see the video of him yesterday? I saw it yesterday. I don't know how old it is. It's probably very old. But he meets Vladimir Putin, and he puts his arm around him like he's meeting a celebrity. And I'm like, what the fuck?
How long ago was this?
I don't know. I just said, I don't know. But he puts his arm around him, and then somebody goes,
oh, what?
He takes his arm down like he just committed a huge foul touching Vladimir Putin. Because if you get too close to him, you realize he's a freaking robot. Probably been dead for like 20 years, you know. But anyway, yeah, he got scolded. You know, I used to really like Conor McGregor, and then he just became an asshole.
Well, it's laying there on the ground. His leg is bent in a non-healthy way, and then he goes, I slept with your wife.
Yeah, just
guess what?
I don't like that.
You just broke your leg. You just lost.
Yeah.
Just suck it up. But instead, we got to, you know, telling the other guy, I slept with your wife. Your wife keeps texting me. Shut up.
Yeah, okay? I agree. It's too bad.
You can run backwards and forwards now.
So, we do have some tickets, actually. If you want to go, you can email Laura if you're listening and you want to go. Email Laura, laura@morningbuzz.com. It is UFC Combat Zone 83 at the SNH Arena Saturday night, 6 o'clock start if you want to go. We got some tickets. And I think we could do 4, actually, if you want to go with some buddies or whatever. We'll do 4 if you want. Just let her know. You want 2, you want 4, well, let us know. All right, he's on the phone with us now, UFC fighter and organizer Calvin Catter. We've talked about Combat Zone 83 at the SNHU Arena coming up on Saturday night. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm actually over at the arena now doing a quick walkthrough before weigh-ins tomorrow and fight night Saturday.
So because I know there's going to be about 10 fights on the night, and I know it's a lot of New England fighters and stuff, but are you going to be fighting as well?
No, I fight UFC 300 in April.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm in camp for that. But I did get my start at Combat Zone back, maybe 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Made my debut in 17 years ago, 2007, and fought for the company 9 times, eventually took over ownership. And if it wasn't for Combat Zone, I never would have eventually got to the UFC. So I take a lot of pride in carrying the torch and giving these young guys, the next generation, an opportunity to compete and hopefully one day get the opportunity to compete at the highest level like I did.
And that's what we were talking about, how you're kind of trying to get more people involved in the sport as well as get more people to go and actually watch the sport. Laura has a question for you,
and
Calvin.
Now, you had said you're fighting in April. Are there regulations on how often someone can fight? Or if you go through a fight, you win, you don't really get hurt, can you just go jump in whenever?
Yeah, it's happened before. You guys will fight the next week sometimes, believe it or not. It's crazy. You know, you go in there, you get a first-round knockout, something quick, something easy. You're still in shape. Some of these guys like to jump right back in.
Wow. Now, Kelvin, you said you have a big fight in April. When are you starting to be concerned about weight?
It's never really a concern. I just kind of the lifestyle, you know. At this point, being a professional athlete, of course, it's going to be more drastic as the fight gets closer, but I've already begun eating healthy. I eat healthy pretty much year-round.
Yeah.
I'll have my cheat meals every now and then, or I like to call them earned meals. But, as we get closer, you know, it's kind of like a microwave cut. You know, you go in there, you cut about, the average fighter cuts, say, like 10 to 12, maybe 14 pounds of water weight the day before weigh-ins, and then hydrate right back up after weigh-ins and go in there and compete.
Jeez, I wish I could do that. Drop 12 pounds. That'd be great. Great. This is Calvin.
Yeah, it's only 24 hours, though.
I know.
It's only 24 hours. It doesn't last long.
And I always found it very confusing about that. So I have to make weight, like, basically a night or two before, and then after that...
You're free.
I'm free. Free. I'm free to go, you know, hit the buffet line. I find that very entertaining.
Yeah, you just got to be careful what you end up putting in your system, because I've done that before. I've hit an all-you-can-eat, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't always sit right with your stomach when you got to go get in a fist fight the next day. So you do got to control what you eat a little bit, but it's definitely, I think the name of the game a lot of times is hydrating first.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the guys got to hydrate, then work into the food, but yeah, it's a crazy 48 hours, you know, cutting all that weight, then putting back on about 20, and then getting into a fist fight.
Yeah.
And then most likely after the fight, you know, eating some junk food that you probably haven't had in your system in months.
Mm-hmm. Combat Zone 83, New England's longest running fight promotion, coming to the SNH Arena Saturday night, 6 p.m. start. Going to be a bunch of great fights. Tickets are still available as well. We just gave some away just a little bit ago. Kelly Brown has a question for you, Calvin.
Calvin, you're relaxing in a bar, having a beer, and some half-drunk guy finds out you're an MMA fighter. Have there been incidents with you or some of your buddies?
Oh, plenty of those incidences where they you know, feel a certain way about that or find out. They tell me probably some fighting stories back in the day, back when they did it, and how they could probably do it if they started younger. And, yeah, you hear a lot of it. But at the end of the day, you know, I tell them all where I train to come down to the gym and get a workout in.
But
whenever
I mean,
they want, but they never seem to show up.
Yeah. Kelly wants to know if they're looking for trouble.
Have they tried to get into it with you in the bar?
I'm sure back in the day, a lot of times now, like, I don't really even put myself in the situation, but and to be honest, it's not really that enjoyable. Like, if you did, there's levels to it. It's like I tell people all the time, everybody can swing a golf club, but try going on a golf course. For your first time and shooting par.
Yeah.
It's not so easy. You know what I mean? So it's just not enjoyable, man. These guys don't know what they're doing. It's usually the loudest ones don't know. They know the least.
What kind of chucklehead is going to go up and say something like that to somebody who's practicing MMA? Listen, the dumbest thing in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. Calvin,
let me give you a tip. If you see anybody's ears and they look like they're cauliflower on, don't pick on them.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Let's just talk about, you know, spreading the sport, right? Growing the sport. 20 years ago, nobody could have imagined how big MMA fighting would be. Maybe just a few, you know, obviously. But you know, when it comes to, you know, what's the age that, you know, people start getting involved in? How young are they getting into it nowadays?
Oh, kids are getting in there real young, starting off with jiu-jitsu. Because you don't have to go in there and just start with striking, you know, boxing or getting hit or punched. You can go in there and either wrestle or do jiu-jitsu. And, you're finding them younger and younger these days. I'm like 5-6 years old. Kids are in there now doing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, just kind of getting on the mats, which is pretty unbelievable because I didn't really start until I did high school wrestling freshman year. That was my first taste of getting any type of combat sports, you know. Mm-hmm. And then right when I graduated, I ended up taking my first fight. But nowadays, you got kids younger and younger. That's why you got to be careful who you pick on these days.
Right. You're right. You're right. Go ahead, Roadkill.
Okay, so April 13th, UFC 300, your opponent is Sterling. What do you have to be aware of? I mean, what is he ground and pound? Is he more of a, you know, submission guy? What do you have to be aware of?
Yeah, he's a submission guy. He's former UFC champ at 135, but this is at 145 pounds now. He's testing his luck, bumping up. And, you know, it's a different weight class. He's definitely very competent on the ground, but like I always say, the fight starts standing up. So, you know, you gotta be able to keep your hands up. You got to be able to land the takedown if you're good on the ground. So he's going to have his hands full. It's going to be a great fight. Big historic card, UFC 300 in Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. I'm really excited to be a part of it, and just can't wait to go out and deliver.
You're an ambassador of the sport now, right? With Combat Zone, you know, you're just out there promoting the sport. Not only are you active in it, but you're promoting it as well. I want to ask, like, go back, you know, in the beginning. Like, when you're a fighter and you're in the octagon and you, for whatever, you have to tap out, right? You got to submit. Are you angry, like, in that moment? Like, because you obviously, are you angry you lost, or you're like, holy crap, I couldn't breathe. You know what I mean? I mean, is there a relief? I mean, I got to think anger's got to be the first thing you feel. Yeah.
I mean, anger, relief, probably both. You know, the pressure, regardless of the moment, you know, you're happy that the pressure has resided. But, yeah, so the way I describe it is, like, when you're in there and what hurts the most is, like, the pain of, like, having, like, regret, like, you could have done more.
Right.
But, you know, if you leave some gas left in the tank, you know, during a fight, it's like, and you come up short. It's like, man, if you're going to come up short, you might as well at least just give it everything you got. Even if I've had fights where I've been like a little bit more beat up and I lost, but I gave it everything I had. You know what I mean? And I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. Then there was fights that I lost that I had more in the tank. And it just, that hurts more, you know, even if you're physically healthy, it burns on the inside. Like physical pain heals, you know, but having regret, feeling like you could have done more, that's the stuff you don't want to happen. So every time you step in there, I just tell these guys, let it all go, you know. Don't reserve anything. Don't take anything home with you. Leave it all in there.
See, you see like a pretty level-headed, grounded guy. You know what I mean? Like there are some people in the sport that are very flashy, very like S-talk. You know what I'm talking about? You seem like, are you an S-talker? Yeah. Are you one of those guys? I'm not getting that from you right now.
No.
Okay.
No, I keep the Patriots mentality. You know, I don't like to give these guys any locker room material.
There you
go. So that doesn't mean, I don't give them really many sexy headlines and things, but that's because I definitely need business every time I step in there, but I don't like to give them that locker room, you know, material, something to build off of.
Yep.
I keep it in and I go all in on fight night.
There you go. Go ahead, Scotty.
Kelvin, at the end of the night, all you really want in the octagon is to stand there with your arm raised. Do you want to knock him out or have him tap out?
I mean, I've gotten a good amount of knockouts, right? And nothing feels better than that. But at this point, I would love to get me a submission.
Yep.
Just to add a feather in the cap or something like that. But no, it's like a knockout is almost like hitting a home run where you don't even like feel the contact of the ball. You know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy experience, man. You climb that cage after, at least I do, and just take in the energy from the crowd and. There's really just nothing like it. Money couldn't buy it, and it's an incredible feeling. You could just bottle that up and sell it. You'd be a wealthy man.
Dude, I can't even fathom what it'd be like to stand over somebody you just knocked out.
Yeah.
Just like that.
How that tastes, punk.
I knocked you out. Oh, that's great. Calvin,
I'm telling you, man, the energy's crazy. I'm telling you, like, the fight this weekend, like, if you haven't seen, especially locally.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If you could see these fights on TV, yeah, they're awesome, right? But when you come see them live, you could, like, cut through the energy with a knife in the room. Like, you could feel it. The tension.
That's awesome.
Crazy. It's just it's an incredible experience, man. I love to be a part of it. And for me, I got injured last year, so it was really important that, you know, that I was 10 years ago me when I was a 25, I'd taken over Combat Zone in hopes that I wouldn't have to fight for the money or if I did get injured. And it just so happened that it worked out that, you know, I was able to focus on promoting this past year. And it's really come up a long way. We had Dana White come to our event last year, did Looking for a Fight. And it really getting these guys to the next level. You know, we've had our main event in November get taken to the UFC. We have former UFC fighters on our card coming up. We have future UFC fighters on our card. It's nice to just be bridging that gap between seeing these guys grow who began to fight for us like years ago, who are starting to get, you know, their due and get to the highest level of the sport. So it's awesome to just be a part of it all.
Dude, it's going to be a great night. SNH Arena, Saturday night, 6 o'clock, doors open. It's going to be about 10 fights. And if you're into it, you got to go see it. You got to go see it. And Calvin, appreciate the time being on with us today. Really appreciate it. All the best. Sounds
and
like you're kicking ass and taking names. And good luck in April, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, likewise. Good talking to you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, man. That's Calvin Catter right there, one of the UFC fighters and the organizer of Combat Zone 83.
The fact that he's on UFC 300, that is a very, very powerful lineup they have that night.
Mm-hmm. So. Good for him. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. He sounds like a down-to-earth guy. Cool. So go see it if you want. Like we said, email Laura, laura@morningbuzz.com. We'll give some tickets away. But right now, though...
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Checking. 1, 2, checking. Test. Hello.
Oh, boy.
Hello, shoppers. Hey, shoppers.
shoppers. Welcome to the market. How you doing? How you doing, Susie? Susie's on aisle 7 out there, the register. Good girl. Good girl. Yeah, she's got a huge nose. Good girl, though. Anyway, shoppers, if you're going to be going to, through the store today, stop by our frozen food section. That's where Scott McMullen is. Young kid out of Barrington. He's 47, but he's a young kid working on it, and he's working today. We got him in the fish dick aisle.
Fish dick.
So he is working fish with stick. Mrs. Gordon's fish dicks. And you can stop by down there and say hello to him. Good kid. Spent some time in jail, though, but don't hold it against him unless he asks you to. Usually he charges more for that, shoppers. Also down in the beer aisle, currently sloshed. Probably, thank you. Yikes. Kelly Brown, ladies and gentlemen, pride of Winnicott High School, Seabrook, New Hampshire. Good kid, good kid. Longtime 14-year associate. Never been employee in a month. But you know who has been employee in a month? Let me just tell you about it. Lovely young lady working down in the dairy aisle. And, yeah, she's amazing. And if you need to want to save money on your shopping, shoppers, nobody's going to tell you about it more than Laura J. Boyson cooking on a budget, shoppers.
Okay, Greg, food sale of the week. Head over to Market Basket. This is something I thought would be right up your alley. It's the lemon blueberry bread. They make it fresh in the bakery.
I have had it,
It's $6.49. It's on sale this week.
How do you go wrong mixing lemon and blueberries?
Yeah, it's perfect. Hey, yep. Woodstock has a beer, lemon blueberry summer beer.
It's very, very good. One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kelly, your beer sale of the week. Zero Gravity, Jack's Abbey, Burlington Beer, Harpoon, Modelo, and Dogfish. $14.99 for the 12-pack.
Ah, good ones.
Sweet of the week. What is going on? I keep getting an upload error with my selfie.
Another margarita. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have been drinking margaritas, so just so you know. Thank you, margaritas. Go.
Okay, Roadkill Sweet of the Week, brownie bites at the bakery at Market Basket, $3.99. They're a little bite-sized, so you feel better about yourself if
Absolutely,
you just eat
when
one.
You eat the whole container.
Okay. Or just eat one and then think, oh, tomorrow I'll have another one.
They're so good because they're just like the
bite size.
They're small, but then you realize you ate the whole friggin' container.
I go in and I get that little remote control cart.
Yeah.
And I go around and I get all the brownie bits.
Love
them. Kayla's picky food sale of the week. She could tell Cass to go over to Market Basket where she's going to get her salami for $3.99 a pound. Save a dollar this week. In the deli. Hannaford sales end on Saturday. Boneless chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken thighs, $1.99 a pound. Local Gulf of Maine all-natural Atlantic salmon, only $7.99 a pound, Greg. Strawberries, $2 for $5. Hannaford salad blends, $2 for $5. Nature's Promise chicken legs, drumsticks or thighs, 99 cents a pound for the family pack. Taste of Inspirations pizza, $5.30. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Flat cut corned beef brisket, $5.99 a pound. I'm really excited because now is the time. End of February, early March.
It's time for
corned beef.
Oh, yeah.
It starts getting on sale.
I do love corned beef.
If you try it, and I love corned beef all the time. Like, I love to make fresh homemade hash.
I rarely have it unless it's in a sandwich.
See, I make hash, so it's a, you know, big staple at the house. But it's really expensive when it's not around March, which sucks.
Really? Yeah. And then it's super cheap around March?
Because of St. Patrick's Day.
Why is it so expensive? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. So $5.99 a pound for the flat cut. 85% lean ground turkey, two for $6. Your whole beef boneless strip sirloin, $8.99 a pound. And your seedless cucumbers, $1.29 a pound. Seedless cucumbers, if you have a burping problem with cucumbers, this will take it away. They often sometimes sell them as burpless cucumbers.
Oh,
the European cucumbers make you burp less. Okay, or if you want to burp, just have
I didn't know that. I've been buying the European ones. I love them.
And do you burp less?
I don't burp ever, so I don't really know.
He doesn't
sometimes
eat them.
With the regular garden cucumbers, people burp.
Yeah.
If you get the seedless European.
I've never noticed because I don't burp either way.
Aldi, your sales begin on Wednesday. California mandarins, $2.79 for the 3-pound bag. Strawberries, $1.89. Lemons, $2.89 for the 2-pound bag. Blueberries, $2.69 a pint. Chicken breasts, $1.99 a pound. Brussels sprouts, $2.29 a pound. And your cherub grape tomatoes, $2.09. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The 4U sale, where you need the app. It's the big roast sale at Shaw's. So beef eye of round, bottom round, chuck tender, top round roast, all $2.97 a pound. And they do limit you to two. Idaho russet potatoes and yellow onions at $1.97. Carrots and bunch of celery, 97 cents each. Poster Quaker cereal. Quaker's instant or oatmeal hot cereal, only $1.97. You do Quaker oats, right, Greg?
I do the oatmeal.
They're on sale, $1.97 a box, which is a great deal. They do limit you to four, but you can just stock up. Tillamook bar, slice, shredded, or snack, or cream cheese, $2.27. Tillamook is making a big push, and they're doing a lot of great, besides the ice cream, mm-hmm. they're doing all their other stuff. Friendly's ice cream, $2.47. Coca-Cola or Pepsi 6-pack, bubbly sparkling water 8-packs, $3.77, limit you to 4. Other deals at Shaw's, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries, buy 2, get 1 free. Fresh salmon filet or raw shrimp, $7.99 a pound. Purdue roasting chicken or Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, bone and thighs or leg quarters, 99¢ a pound. Doritos, Lay's, potato chips, or Smart Food, $2.49 each. Must buy 3, limit you to 3. Campbell's soup, buy 2, get 2 free. Cookies, roadkill. For more sweets, buy 1, get 1 free. And Thomas's Swirl Bread, buy 1, get 1 free. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Chicken thighs or drumsticks, $1.49 a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $2.49 a pound. Boneless chuck pot roast, $4.99 a pound. Brown and serve sausages, 2 for $3. Asparagus, $1.99 a pound. Plum tomatoes, $1.29 a pound. Your Idaho potatoes there are $2.49 for the 5-pound bag. DiGiorno pizza, $5.99. They have the thin crust, rising crust, and hand toss. Scallions, also known as green onions, are 99¢ a bunch. Butternut squash, 79¢ a pound. Purdue breaded chicken, including your Dino Nugs, 2 for $5.
Dino with 8 Nugs.
Varieties. And your Progresso soups, 2 for $4. Recipes this week, animal fries. I had never heard of it. I thought it was kind of like Dino Nugs. Dylan's like, Mom, we got to try animal fries. And what the heck is that? So I guess In-N-Out Burger has animal fries. Shoestring fries, even though we went with the crinkle cut because he prefers those. But then you, it's like a mixture of onions and garlic and ground beef. You cook, you top it over your french fries, and then put some cheddar cheese on top, melt it, and then you can serve it with a sauce that's a combined, like...
Sounds like french fried nachos.
Kind of. It is okay. Like nachos on top of french fries. So that is up there. And then I made an enchilada pie this weekend. It was so gosh darn good. I want everybody to try it.
Holy moly, it was so gosh darn good.
Well, in my skillet, you cook cornbread mix, till it's just about done, but then you pull it out, put a layer of enchilada sauce.
Good
then
gosh.
Shredded chicken mixed with cream cheese and salsa, jalapenos, put a layer of that, more enchilada sauce, and then cheese, bake it. It's so
genie, Criny, I'm going to go down there and buy one right now. I'll tell you that.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Buy one. You have to make it.
Whatever.
Cricket, I'm going to make that.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
I'll tell you. It's going to be powerful.
Unbelievable.
Powerful.
That's it.
Holy.
I love you. Holy, you guys.
Nice job, Laura. You can see all of what she just gave you is written down on her page. So if you use it and you check it and you use it, then go to shoot her an email. Let her know. Let her know. Hey, kids, even with the holy gosh darn.
Oh, my
gee
goodness.
Whiz.
Oh,
have
my
a,
gosh.
Great
try
day.
Try the enchilada. Just make it.
It sounds delicious.
Less if you make it, we buy it of you.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. Appreciate Chris Cater calling in. We will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.